everybody. Time for your two-minute drill here from Browns Training Camp, presented by University Hospitals. Jim Donovan with Matt Wilhelm from Cleveland Browns Daily. Back to Columbus for you. Down to Columbus for the Browns and the orange and brown scrimmage.
Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting weekend, a great opportunity for some of the young players on this football team to showcase what they've been working on out here in Berea on that practice field. Very special for me, too. Anytime I get down to Columbus, visit the Horseshoe, it'll be very weird to see the orange and brown out on the football field. Not the scarlet and gray, but going to truly enjoy Columbus, spend the night, go over to the Woody Hayes practice facility, hopefully see Urban Meyer, but show my son and my family all of my compliments and what Ohio State really means to this state.
Well, that would be a big day for you and for everyone going down there. Let's talk about Barkevious Mingo. Tough break for him once again.
It definitely is, and I've had that injury, but post-career. I've torn my meniscus, had that surgery. It's probably a 4 to 6 week recovery, hopefully expedited by the great trainers and physical therapists here for the Cleveland Browns, but it will limit some of his explosiveness, and I think as the season progresses, you know, the emergence of Scott Solomon and Nate Orchard, of course, the draft pick in the 2015 draft for the Browns, will have to step up and make a lot of plays, and Barkevious Mingo may, in fact, only be used in some of those passing situations that we saw him use as a dropper last year.
We had a chance to visit with Johnny Manziel today. It's very, very, very visible. It is a different Johnny Manziel than the one last year. He enjoys this year. It's quieter around this camp.
He definitely does. And having Mike Pettine up in the dog bowl on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, he talked about Johnny being in his comfort zone here in the building, just being one of the guys. He's not Johnny Football. He's not Johnny Manziel. He's just number two. And that's who he is to his teammates. And he comes out here. And as you can see, his two best practices, probably as a Cleveland Brown his entire career, yesterday and today.
Can I tell you this? I take a look at guys that pop out in camp, and I take a look at a kid like Shane Wynn, who suddenly is really catching everything that comes his way, and I realize he's got to do that.
He definitely does, and I think that a guy like Shane Wynn has a role in the National Football League. If you look at Andrew Hawkins, you look at Taylor Gabriel, a little undersized but precise route runner, have to catch some breaks in their NFL career to be able to make a roster, but once they are able to go out there and show what they're capable of doing, very efficient as a wide receiver.
All right, Matt, that's going to wrap it up. Enjoy your trip to Columbus. We're all looking forward to getting down there.
Will do. Thanks, Jim.
Matt Wilhelm joining us on the 2-Minute Drill. I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us at ClevelandBrowns.com.